The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. We welcome you to the broadcast today. It is Thursday, the 26th of August. And today, first of all, I want to welcome all of our YouTube audience, our Rumble audience, our Facebook Live audience, and our podcasters as well. Today, we're going to be dealing with a particular subject as we continue, as we're still in the season of Test Shavah. I want to take a little break from, we fully understand there's a lot of stuff going on right now, especially in the Middle East, and so on and so forth. And we will discuss these things perhaps tomorrow. But today I want to bring you a word of encouragement today, because we all need this in this hour. And we're going to continue on our Test Shavah series. And today I want to be dealing with an interesting topic, and it's going to be dealing with understanding the covenant of sozo. And I've already seen people saying question mark on our live feed, sozo question mark. Well, good. That's what we're going to talk about today. So I want to pull up some scriptures here to lead us out into this. And then we'll get deeper and deeper into this topic as we go on. Our opening scripture here is going to be out of Psalms chapter 103, verses 2 and 3. Psalms 103, 2 and 3. I'm going to be reading from the New King James here, but this is what it says. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Somebody say all of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, and who heals all your diseases. This, in my opinion, guys, this is one of the most powerful scriptures in the entire Bible, and it was given by revelation of the Lord to the psalmist David. And he says here, I will bless the Lord all my soul, and I will choose not to forget all his benefits, that the fact that he forgives all my iniquities and he heals all diseases. So the word all is used three times in this one passage. And by the way, forgiveness of your sins, healing of diseases, and provision, and we can bring up some more. These are all included in this benefits package that is given to us on the day we say yes to him and we are born again. So I want to give you another verse of scripture. This is Romans 10, 9 through 10. This is Romans 10, 9 through 10. Here's what it says. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Somebody say saved. Now, why do I say saved? Because I want to show you the Greek word saved here is not just the understanding of eternal life, but it's much more than that. For with the heart, one believes in the righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. So again, in Romans 10, 9, the word here says saved. He says, again, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. The Greek word here for saved, by the way, the word saved in the New Testament is used 57 times in the Bible, and all but five references to this word saved. The Greek word here for saved is sozo, sozo, S-O-Z-O. Now, what does that mean? It means, let me pull this off here, guys. What it means is the word sozo means to save, to deliver, to protect, and to heal. So in other words, the day you were born again or got saved, you were not only redeemed from a devil's hell, you were not only redeemed from eternity of separation from God, but you were delivered. You received a protection package. Come on. And the covenant of healing. Now, let me go back to this, Psalms 103. This is why I believe by revelation of the Lord that David said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now, David is speaking to believers here. He's speaking to individuals who are serving God, who have a covenant with God, who have a benefits package that has been given to them that includes the forgiveness of our sins. Come on, somebody. Divine protection. The Bible says that the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him and delivers him out of all his troubles. And then he says, and healing of diseases is also a part of this sozo of salvation, being saved. Therefore, when you put this together, salvation is a complete work of making someone whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole. Most churches only equate the term saved as salvation only, but from a theological truth here, it is speaking here of no distinction between the need of salvation and the healing of the body. It was, oh, come on, somebody, this is good. In other words, at Calvary, where Jesus shed his blood and his body was broken, he purchased through the atonement our salvation, our healing, come on, our redemption, our protection. Everything was bought and paid for by through the atonement. Now you can see this being played out in the Bible with the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says that she had an infirmity that needed to be healed. We all know this story. She pressed through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment, and the Bible says that she was made whole, W-H-O-L-E. So again, from the Greek understanding of that, she right there at that moment, she not only at the beginning, she heard about Jesus, but then she experienced Jesus. Come on. She experienced the sozo of the Lord. She was saved, redeemed, and healed. Thus, she was made whole. Come on, somebody. This is powerful right here. So today, I don't want to focus so much on the salvation of the sozo or the deliverance of sozo or the protection of sozo, but I want to home in for the next 5 minutes or so before we close this broadcast on the healing of sozo. See, in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26, in the Old Testament, God revealed himself to the Israelites as Jehovah Rapha. Now, God had already revealed himself through many of his names. He was Jehovah Jireh. He was their provider. He was Jehovah Shalom. He was their peace. He was Jehovah Sitkanu. He was their righteousness. He was Jehovah Shema. He was ever present with them. Come on, he was the cloud by day and the fire by night. He was always there. He was always with them. And he had revealed his nature to the Israelites in all these facets. But then you get to the book of Exodus 15, 26, and he says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, listen what he says, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now, from a Hebrew understanding of this, it actually reads, if you will diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will permit none of the diseases on you which I allowed to come upon the Egyptians, for I am your healer. I am Jehovah Rapha. Come on, somebody say that today. He is my healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. No, Sozo is not a demon. That's ridiculous. I'm responding to our online feed. Look it up. The word salve or saved in the Greek is S-O-Z-O. Look it up in the Greek, and I'm giving you the definition of it. Now, here's what's interesting. Jehovah Rapha. Somebody say Jehovah Rapha. The word, it's two words, Jehovah and Rapha. This Rapha alludes to something being stitched that has been torn or the complete restoration of something that was mended. Oh, that's good. I want to say that again. The word Rapha alludes to something that is being stitched up or sewn back together to make it complete or to restore it that was mended. In other words, when he says, I'm Jehovah Rapha, he's saying, I'm the God who is able to stitch you and to mend you back to completion, to wholeness. Come on. I'm still in the Bible. I am the God who makes you whole again. Sin has mended you. Sin has torn you. Sin has ripped you apart. Come on. Iniquity has ripped you apart and torn you apart. Life has torn you apart. Diseases, a bad report. Come on. The stress, anxiety, disease, ailments, weaknesses, infirmities. But he says the good news is that I am the Lord your God, the Lord who heals, who is able to stitch and to repair and to restore and to make whole again. This is so good, guys. This is why I'm going to read this. This is in Matthew 26, 26 through 29. I want to show you, this is why Jesus emphasized the importance of taking the communion, which represents the bread, represented his body that was broken for our healing through the 39 stripes that was taken on his back. And the blood, the wine or the juice, represents the blood that was shed at Calvary for the redemption of our salvation. Listen to this. Matthew 26, 26 through 29. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take and eat. This is my body. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Now, again, why was his body broken and his blood shed? Again, his body was broken for your healing and his blood was shed for your redemption. And consequently, he took 39 stripes. The Bible says 40 minus one. Well, that's 39. Consequently, this blew me away one day because my wife is in nursing and in the medical industry. Did you know that every major disease, every major ailment, infirmity, disease is linked to 39 major diseases? That is not a coincidence, my friend. In other words, Jesus said, when my body was broken through the 39 stripes, every stripe I took would be for every ailment, every disease, every sickness, every infirmity, and every diagnosis that man would come up with, that hell would try to perpetrate. Come on. He said, I took every stripe so that by my stripes, you are healed and you were healed. Hallelujah. So look at this, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. I just quoted you some of it, but let me read all this. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah said are healed. But then you get to the new covenant, which is on better promises. And the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 2:24, speaking of Yeshua, Jesus said, and from Jesus Christ, or I'm sorry, who himself, listen to this, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed, past tense, pointing back to Calvary and quoting the prophet Isaiah. Come on, I wish somebody would get excited about this today, because I'm telling you, there's still healing in the name of Jesus. There's still healing flowing from the blood at Calvary. There's still healing from the stripes that Jesus took upon his back. And I'm telling you today, I'm stirring you up in the way of remembrance, that you will bless his name today and forget not all of his benefits, which includes healing for your body. So I'm going to stop right there, because I feel led by the Holy Spirit just to stop right here and transition into a time of prayer for healing. So listen, today, I know it's different. I know that everything is falling apart in the Middle East. I know we've got storms coming up on the Gulf Coast. I know we got an earthquake swarm in Hawaii. I know we've got the mark of the beast that looks like it's rolling out in the beginning of the stages of it. I know we got all this stuff going on, but I'm telling you, there's people that are watching this today. There's people that are listening today, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube or Rumble or the podcast, and you are sick in your body. You've been given a bad report, but I'm here to tell you today that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if he made a covenant with his people under the old covenant that healing was available, how much more is healing still and accessible today under the new covenant, under better promises, under the blood of Jesus? Come on, the Lord and our healer. So right now, I want you to lift up your hands if you are, if you can. If you can't lift up your hands, you're driving your car or whatever the case may be, I want you to come into agreement with me right now. If you're sick in your body, you have an ailment in your body, a weakness, an infirmity, a diagnosis, you may be watching this and you say, all is well with my soul. I am good. I am well. I am healthy. But you've got family, you've got friends, you've got coworkers, you've got employees that you work with, neighbors that need you to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I want you to begin to come into agreement with the word of God today. Father, in the name of Jesus, based upon not my opinion, but the almighty word of God, we release our faith today through this broadcast today. And we ask that you would show up and show out and reveal yourself as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm asking through the Holy Spirit that you would begin to minister to people watching today, people listening today. Lord, release angels of God today on their behalf. Lord, bring healing in their bodies today. I rebuke by the authority that you have given me to loose and bind. I bind all forms of infirmities, all forms of sickness, all forms of diseases, and whatever the doctor has prognosed you with, I declare, whose report shall you believe? I declare that we shall believe the report of the Lord. And we declare today that we are healed in Jesus' name. I speak healing over your body. I speak wholeness over your body. I speak sozo over your body. I speak salvation, healing, deliverance, and protection over you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I declare every demonic spirit of infirmity has to go now in Jesus' name. Devil, get your hands off these people. Get your hands off that woman of God. Get your hands off that man of God. Get your hands off of that family in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that today that things are going to turn around in this Teshuvah season. Somebody's health is taking a turn. turn. It's taken a teshuvah. Come on, I declare today that somebody's going to go back to the doctor when it's time to go back to the doctor, and they're not going to be able to find the thing that they diagnosed you with. Pain is leaving somebody's body right now. Inflammation is leaving. Swelling is leaving. Growths are coming off in Jesus' name. Tumors are shrinking and dying, and we curse them from the roots in Jesus' name. I speak to cancer. I speak to blood disorders. I speak to diseases, autoimmune disorders, and I curse them in the name of the Lord. And I speak healing in your blood, healing in your cells, healing in your bones, healing in your tissue, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, do you receive this today? Receive this today and believe it today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now just begin to thank him in your way, whether it's clap, whether it's praise him, whether it's thank him. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I will bless the Lord and all that's within me. In other words, he's saying, thank you, Lord. He's singing a new song unto the Lord. He's testifying. Come on, if you don't have pain anymore, or that something that was once there is gone, you need to open your mouth and you begin to testify of what the Lord has done. Why? Because we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And this is so important and so powerful. Come on. So I believe today by faith that people got touched in this program. In this podcast, in this broadcast today. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org. Stick around, please. Do not leave. We've got some important announcements to make right when we're getting ready to close this. But before we do this, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's where our main website is. That's where you're going to find us. If you have not yet downloaded the free app, please get that into your hands. It's available on Android. It's available on Apple. Again, it's so easy to do that. If you're watching by Facebook Live, or by YouTube, or by Rumble, there's a link. It says a free app. Under that, just click on the link. It's going to take you to the page, and it's going to give you a link where you can click on either Apple or Android. If you're listening by podcast, type in End Time Headlines in the Apple Store or the Android Store or the Play Store, and look for it, and you're going to see our official ETH logo. Download that app, push yes to push notifications so you can be notified of our latest in news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, breaking news, and new podcasts when they come. Now, having said that, we are our tech department, who does all this stuff behind the scenes, we're getting ready to push out some new updates on the app, so you're going to see those come. Our video feed, where you can watch these, we're going to be shifting from YouTube to Rumble. Now, the reason why we're going to do this is because we're being pressured by Google and other these platforms to dictate what we can and cannot say. And I've never been one to do that. That's why we're not a 501c3, because I never wanted the government to dictate what I can and cannot preach. All right. So I'm definitely not going to let some video streaming company do that either. So we're going to go where we have more freedom to speak. So you're going to notice that on your app, those feeds are going to come from that source. Okay. So that's coming. Now, having said that, real quick, if you would like to support this ministry, if you'd like to partner with us on a monthly basis, we want you to pray about that. You can give either electronically or by check or money order. To give electronically, you simply go to the app, go down to the bottom where it says donate, click on that, and you're going to be able to give electronically. If you wish to give by check or money order, you simply go, make that out to End Time Headlines PO Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. And that's where you're going to be able to do that. Real quick, I wanted to let you guys know we're going to be back on here tomorrow, but we will not be live on Facebook. Well, you know what? We will be live on Facebook. Our last video, that I was shocked, but they didn't take it down. So we're going to chance it again. We're going to go live on Facebook. This will not be going on YouTube, but it will be on Rumble, Facebook, and our podcast. So tomorrow's broadcast. I'm going to show you some stuff, some more information that I think you're going to find very interesting that I will not release on YouTube, but again, on these other platforms that will be on there. So until then, guys, thank you for coming on to the broadcast today and being a part of our program. Again, we hope you subscribe. If you're watching by YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the notify button. We're going to be on here as long as we can. We've got a warning, but we don't have any strikes. So we're going to go as long as we can on YouTube. We're going to ride that horse into the sunset. But please, if you've not yet, go to Rumble. When you go to the search bar under Rumble, search under Pages. Under Pages, type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our page come up. Don't forget to subscribe there as well. You guys, again, we're on Facebook and Twitter and all those other platforms as well. So, guys, we're going to sign off for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.